All right, we're starting. Let's introduce ourselves. My name is Dominic Susie.
And I'm Jeannie Ross, Dominic's grandmother.
All right, we're going to be doing an interview. Today's date's January 9th, 2019. And we're doing this through FaceTime. So my first question is, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was a very good child, very obedient. I had a lot of responsibilities because my mom and dad both worked two jobs, and I had a younger brother and sister that I helped take care of.
So you kind of took over a little bit as the role while your parents were gone then?
Right. Started about 12 years old. They were both gone. I went to school. I came home from school, and I started supper, did laundry, cleaned up the house for when they got home at 5. And then my dad left for another job later on in the evening, almost every night during the week.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely different from a lot of places now.
Absolutely, way different.
Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't take the same initiative that was happening back then.
And that wasn't for the extras in life. That wasn't, never had a vacation as a child, except for one time I went to the beach with my girlfriend. Her mother just passed away, and her dad took her and I to Ocean City, Maryland, and that's the only vacation I ever had as a child.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just thinking, like, about now, I go one or two vacations every year. So
exactly. You can, I never had that.
You can imagine the difference.
Right.
All right. Can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
Well, it would be my grandparents. And they, one side was very, very strict Italians. They never showed any emotions. They never... we were close, we loved each other, but they never showed us or told us that they loved us, never. I remember my grandfather never one time ever in my life hugging me, never once.
Wow, that's crazy.
That was on my dad's side, and then my mother's side, they were Swedish, and they were a little more open with their affection, but not a whole lot. Not like I was with my kids, and not like you are with your mom and dad. It just wasn't like that back then.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, it sounds like something straight out of a movie. Like not hugging your grandfather. That sounds. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
And let alone, never once can I even remember hearing them say "I love you." Never. I just can't ever remember that.
Yeah. Wow. That is. That's crazy. All right. My next question, can you tell me a favorite memory of me?
Of what?
Of me.
Of you. Oh, my favorite memories when you were little and I got to push the stroller and we would go out shopping and walking, and we loved to take you to the restaurants because you just sucked on corn curls. That's all you were eating for the longest time is corn curls. And you would get that yellow cheese all over your face and make a mess at every restaurant we went to.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of that. And mom told me about how I used to just suck on the chip, suck all the...
salt off.
Yeah, all the salt, all the good stuff. And then...
All the good stuff. And then you left the naked corn curl. You just sucked the cheese off. You didn't eat it.
Yeah, and then they told me, my parents told me stories about... We had a guest over one time and... And I sucked off like some chips or something, and I would put them back in the bag. And how one of the guests ate it one time, my saliva covered, sucked on chip.
And that must be a hereditary thing because your mother did the same thing to your grandpap and I when she was about 3 years old. We took her to a friend's house, and she used the same potato chip and kept dipping it in a bowl of dip until all the dip was gone on the same potato chip.
She never told me that she did that, too. Yeah, I thought that was only me.
No, that was her.
All right. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Well, let me think about that for sure. My mom and dad actually worked so hard. I never really realized what they had to go through just to pay the bills and put the food on the table. Like I said, we didn't work for extra money or nice shoes. We got one pair of shoes to start school, one new outfit. So I guess I have to really appreciate the fact that they busted their rear ends for three kids just to get by. And maybe have a good appreciation for money and the value of a dollar and everything. And it's kind of why I'm a saver, not a spender, as far as like credit or anything like that, because I was raised that way. They never had a credit card, and I didn't start charging things till I was married and had Allie, and she was like 10 years old. So they set a good example for money like that.
Yeah, it's really like when you look back on it, it was one of those things where you're just like, yeah, I didn't really, like, was it one of those things you were like, I didn't really understand it when I was younger, and now, right. Like, now that I'm kind of grown up, I really, like, see what was going on there. And,
right.
Yeah.
You just have an appreciation for how much little money came into the household, and that's why they had to do two jobs each. So, yeah, it does give you a good appreciation for all of that. But, you know, we weren't able to spend money like I said, vacations or frivolous clothes or name brand anything. There was never anything name brand in our house.
Yeah, like even now every day, like you walk into school, everyone has name brands on just right. about.
No, I sewed all. My mom was a seamstress. She sewed her clothes. She taught me how to sew. And when I went to school, I made my own clothes. Because we just didn't, it was a lot less expensive back then to sew your own clothes.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right. That was kind of the same question. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Your teenage self?
Yeah, like if you could go back to when, like, talk to, like, I don't know.
I would say, I read this in a book. I'm not even exactly sure who spoke it, but they said, never, ever let anything have more control over you than you, which would be like, whether it's a man, a woman, a job, drugs, alcohol, nothing has more control over you than you do.
I like that. Like, be your own person. Don't don't let something influence you to the point where you're not.
Right. But you can't control it. Like, people get into the drugs take over. They get into alcohol, the alcohol takes over. So the best advice is, you never let anything have more control over you than you do.
I like that. Yeah, that's good advice.
Remember that.
I got it. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that are or good or bad memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today and, like, shaped the person that you are today?
Well, the good memories is I had an awful lot of, I didn't think good back then, but I had a lot of responsibility at 12 years old up until when I left home at 18. And it kind of makes you older than your years, but you're responsible for so much. I had to go to high school. At the same time, I was going to beauty school. 4 years of that. Every day high school, right after high school, straight to beauty school. And then graduating high school in June of 70, taking my state boards for cosmetology in July of 70. And it made me grow up really, really quick. And I think a lot of kids don't have enough responsibility in these days that it just made me an adult sooner than I had to be.
Yeah, like, including myself, like, I don't, I'm not always the most on top of things, as you've seen when you've,
I've noticed, but I'm not saying anything.
Yeah. You'll come over for Christmas, and I'll just be nagging for some of the simplest things.
Well, life is a lot easier for kids nowadays. It wasn't as easy, like, for me and my brother and sister. It was work. We worked every single day. I started working at 14 years old in the beauty shop, trying to make my own money so I could buy some of my own things because they couldn't afford to buy it for me.
Yeah, as soon as you were ready, it sounds like you guys were kind of just thrown into adulthood without really any...
Exactly. My brother worked at a young age, and my sister worked at a very young age as a waitress and saved money, and we just had to. There was no other choice.
Yeah, kind of a dead end sort of thing. All right. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
As a child?
I think it can be, this one can be in general, like just...
Oh, happiest memories are when I had my kids and my grandkids. Those are my happiest memories. Still to this day, I always look forward to coming down to see all of you and getting to play with the little kids and you and Liv, the bigger kids. And that's absolutely my happiest memories.
Yeah, I kind of assumed it'd be around that sort of deal. I also look forward to whenever you come down for the holidays.
And oh, sure. It's hard when you don't live close to each other. I always thought that my kids would live near me and I'd be stopping over for coffee every day and making cookies and driving them over to their house. And it's a long 4-hour drive now.
Yeah.
It's not what I anticipated.
Even with, like, myself, I don't know, like I don't really know anywhere else besides, like, Virginia is like, living. So, like, I kind of, like, in my head, I think I'm going to live here. Like, kind of close to my family, but, like, in reality, like, it could be anywhere, you know? You never really know where.
It's wherever the education and the job takes you.
Yeah.
There was not that many good jobs here for your mom and your uncle, so they, you know, they ventured out to Virginia because the opportunities were better.
Yeah. What are some important lessons that you've learned in life?
Trust yourself. Don't put trust in fake people. Always do your research on things. Don't make snap decisions. Say that question again.
Some important lessons you've learned throughout your life.
You're only as good as you want to make yourself as good. If you put the work into it, you'll get the work out of it. Nothing's a given. Nobody ever gives you anything. If you don't work for it, you're going to disappoint yourself. You have to put the time and the energy into it, and then you'll reap the big benefits. And you can look at your dad and your mom, and Uncle Ryan, and even Aunt Nicole. And they all went to college. They all went to school. They all succeeded. You got to put the time in yourself. If you don't invest in yourself, nobody else will.
Yeah, for sure. Like, nothing... Especially now, too, like, nothing's really given to you. You kind of got to, like...
No, it's earned, or you don't... There's always somebody out there better than you. So if you don't try to be the best, whether it's an employer or anything else, they want the best, and you have to strive to do that.
Yeah, especially, like now, today, education, so competitive.
Oh, there's a lot of kids with B averages and B pluses and A's, but, you know, if you're going to go to a good school and then you're going to go for a job, they're going to want the top of the line.
Yeah.
That's who's going to get the jobs.
Yeah, that's true. Like sometimes, so even me, sometimes I think, like, wow, I'm really, like, doing well. And then sometimes I'll see someone else who's, like, doing really, really well, and I'm like, oh, right. I kind of got to step my game up even more, you know?
You got to step it up a little bit more because there's always somebody, there's a lot of competition up.
Yep. All right. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
Proudest of my kids because they turned out very well. I invested myself into them. I didn't have to go to work to make a living like my mom and dad did. I was able to stay home and raise them, and I'm proudest of that. And next question was what?
It was just personally and professionally. So, like, professionally, maybe like a job, the question might be trying to say.
Well, professionally, I was able to stay home, so that really doesn't apply to me. Although when I did work after my kids went to left home and everything. I just enjoyed my work. I wasn't forced to do it, though. So the professionally one, that really doesn't apply to me.
Or if it did, you'd say, like, that it wasn't really, like, as much of a job as most people think of a job as. Like, it was kind of, like, enjoyable.
Hobby.
Yeah.
My painting job was more of like a hobby. I didn't have to do it. I wanted to do it. I didn't have to pay bills with the money. It was all spending money. So it really wasn't a, quote, job, but it was like a social interaction with a bunch of women.
Yeah, something that you really, like, enjoy spending right. your time on.
And looked forward to, yes, spending my time with my friend.
All right. What are you most grateful for?
Oh, my family.
Yeah, I'm definitely right there with that same answer.
Yeah, everything's been going good. Got good grandkids, good kids. Yeah, that's the most thing I'm most grateful for.
Yeah.
Health-wise, basically, everything's good. And if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So let's stick with the family. That's the best idea.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, can you tell me about the dumbest thing that you've ever done in your life?
The dumbest thing I ever did was get on an airplane with somebody and fly to Buffalo, New York without telling anybody because I knew my mom and dad wouldn't let me go. So I had to tell one person. I was afraid in case something happened to the plane and we wrecked, that nobody would know I was on a flight from Pittsburgh to Buffalo. So I told my one girlfriend, and she got really, really mad at me because I was laying that on her. But it was kind of a dumb thing to do without telling anybody.
How old were you when you did this?
16.
Oh, my God. You're 16?
Yeah, exactly. Because I was working. I had my own money.
Yeah.
Bought my own ticket. Nobody had to know my business. I said I was going to go sleep at a girlfriend's for the weekend, and I went on a flight from Friday till Sunday to Buffalo.
Huh. Yeah, I can imagine myself doing that. That's crazy.
Yeah, don't do that.
You just gave me an idea. How has your life been different than you imagined it would be when you were young?
The only difference, everything I imagined I was going to have, I was the president of Future Homemakers Club in high school. I always wanted to have my own home and my kids and bake and cook and clean because I did it from 12 years old until I got married, so I had a lot of experience. So that all came true. But the only difference that happened was my kids didn't live close to where I'm at. And so that's the only difference. I thought it would all be perfect like that, that everybody would live close, and that didn't work out.
Yeah, that's, I mean, as far as, you know, a lot of other people might go, that would probably be pretty good. Like all sounds like things went pretty according to plan besides just that one.
Besides that, that's what I said, you know, I never ever thought that my grandkids would be 4 hours away and my kids would be 4 hours away. That's something I never planned for. I never anticipated that.
Yeah. All right. How would you like to be remembered?
Best mom, best wife, best friend to a couple of people. And that's quite enough for me. Best grandma, best aunt. That's enough for me.
Yep, you're definitely on track for that.
I never made a lot of money, but I would still rather be the best grandma, best, you know, best mom, best friend. That's enough to me.
In the end, that's all that really matters, huh?
That's right. You can't judge a person by the value of how much money they have. There's a lot of other things you got to take into consideration.
Mm-hmm. What are your hopes and wishes for me and my children?
Oh, my goodness. I hope that you find the perfect woman, someone who would love you beyond words and be a great homemaker and wife and a super mom and would put nothing above her family. Family always coming first. And that if you have that, then you'll be able to succeed in any job you do. It'll make your life easy to go to work, come home, be happy. There's nothing like more valuable than that.
Yeah, happiness is really the main goal in life, if you ask me.
Right, because you can work a job that pays you so much money, and if you are miserable when you get home, you are miserable.
Yep.
So you have to find happiness in what you do and where you live and who you live with and all of that.
Yep. Here's my last question. Is there anything you want to ask me that you've never asked me before?
Well, I know you don't have a girlfriend. I was always wondering about that. Let me think about that for a second. What would I ask Damo? Probably what your goal is in life, what your dream is in life, and what your goal is in life.
Probably to just be successful. Have people remember me as, you know, a good guy, someone you can people can look up to.
Respect.
That's really it. You know, if I make a lot of money, I make a lot of money. You know, if I make just enough to
get by,
and so long as I'm happy, you know.
That's exactly. As long as you're happy, that's the main thing. You can spend 80 years on the planet, but if you're not happy doing what you're doing, then what's it for?
Yeah.
You know, you got to be happy.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Here, all right. So that was my interview.
Great. Good job. Those are good questions.
Yeah, I didn't make them. This website made. I just picked the ones that I thought were pretty good. They had a couple. Then a couple options, so I just picked those ones.
Oh.
All right, I'm gonna end the interview. Done. Here, are you sure you want to?